Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey everyone, technically you're getting 2 days in history today because we're running two episodes from the History Vault. Hope you enjoy. Hi, I'm Eves. Welcome to This Day in History class, a show that reveals a little bit more about history day by day. The day was May 10th, 1849. In New York City, in front of the Astor Opera House, a theatrical rivalry and class tensions sparked a riot that resulted in the death of more than 20 people and the injury of many more. At the time, theaters were popular hangouts, and star actors were comparable to today's celebrities. Theaters often got pretty rowdy in New York, and riots were not uncommon. American actor Edwin Forrest and English actor William Charles McCready had an intense professional rivalry. Forrest once called McCready's portrayal of Hamlet a, quote, desecration of the scene, and McCready made sure that Forrest got lukewarm press coverage when he went overseas. And their supporters hyped up the controversy. But what amplified the rivalry even more was the class division. Many Americans denounced immigrants, like the Irish, whom they disliked for bringing down wages in the U.S. and supposedly ruining neighborhoods. And working-class New Yorkers despised the English and their haughtiness as they flaunted their wealth and status. Stifled by the richest people in New York City and the influx of immigrants, working-class American-born folks felt politically disenfranchised. That frustration manifested through rampant nativism and derision of the English upper crust. The Bowery, where Forrest had seen a lot of success early on in New York, was a favorite for working-class people, or Boweryites. The Astor Place Opera House was on the snobby side, more welcoming to aristocratic types and the so-called Upper Ten, or the wealthiest 10,000 residents of New York City. All these factors went into the conflict that went down on May 7th, when Forrest and McCready each appeared in separate productions of Shakespeare's Macbeth. They were just blocks apart, McCready at the Astor Place Opera House and Forrest at the Broadway Theater. But a bunch of working-class people had bought tickets to McCready's show at Astor Place. The audience booed the actor and threw rotten eggs and pennies at him. McCready proceeded to pantomime the play. But once the audience started throwing chairs into the orchestra and onto the stage, people began to leave, and eventually the performance was called off. McCready was ready to leave America, but his supporters talked him out of it. More than 40 prominent New Yorkers, like writers Washington Irving and Herman Melville, wrote a letter to MacReady asking him to perform on May 10th, saying that they would make sure the show went smoothly and that he was protected. So MacReady rescheduled his performance of Macbeth. Newly elected Mayor Caleb S. Woodhull assigned the 7th Regiment of the state's militia to be stationed at Washington Square Park, fearing a riot that the police force could not handle. The 7th Regiment was previously the 27th Regiment, which had been deployed at the anti-abolitionist riots and Flower Riot in the 1830s. And on May 10th, MacReady's show at Astor Place was protected by about 200 citizen soldiers and hundreds of police. There were mounted troops and light artillery. The windows of the Opera House had been boarded up in anticipation of the commotion. By the time the doors opened at 7 that evening, thousands of people were gathered at Astor Place. MacReady's supporters had special identifying marks on the back of their tickets. But the house was oversold and people were being turned away. People trying to bombard the entrance were beaten by police, and by 8 p.m., the crowd was about 10,000 strong. Inside, the play had started, but rowdy Boweryites had caused the actors to go into pantomime. People threw stones through the upper window from outside, smashing the chandelier. As the commotion escalated, the militia was called to the scene. MacReady finished his performance, then dipped out of the back of the building in a disguise, eventually leaving the city for Boston. But the mob outside of Astor Place had gotten violent, and around 9 o'clock, the troops fired into the crowd. Somewhere around 22 people died during the riots and later from wounds. More than 150 people were injured, and about 117 mostly working-class people were arrested. And the damaged opera house declined in the wake of the bad publicity. The next day, there was a rally in City Hall Park to protest the militia's actions. Tammany Hall political organizer Isaiah Renders said the following about the shootings. For what, then, was it done? To please the aristocracy of this city at the expense of the lives of the inoffending citizens. To please an aristocratic Englishman backed by a few sycophantic Americans. They would shoot down their brethren and fellow citizens rather than be deprived of the pleasure of seeing him perform. As a result of the riot, class division in New York City had been brought to light. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If there are any upcoming days in history that you'd really like me to cover on the show, give us a shout on social media at TDIHC Podcast. We'll see you here in the same place tomorrow.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast that always has history on the brain. The day was May 10th, 1919. A riot began when white sailors began attacking black people in Charleston, South Carolina. The Charleston riot took place during the Red Summer, a term coined by author and activist James Weldon Johnson. The Red Summer was the period from spring to fall of 1919 when white supremacists perpetrated lynchings, riots, and massacres. During World War I, thousands of black people in the rural South United States moved to cities in the North. As people who served in the military returned to their homes after the war, tension between white and black people erupted into violence. That was on top of the fact that racism and anti-black violence was already alive and well in the U.S. before the war, and labor unrest was at a high. Beyond the resentment that was based purely on race, white people were resentful toward black people who worked as strike breakers while they went on strike. And since the first Red Scare was at its height, some people accused black people of being Bolshevists and anarchists for their advocacy of racial equality and involvement in social and political agitation. At the same time, black leaders like W.E.B. Du Bois encouraged black veterans to, quote, return fighting when they returned from fighting, as he said in an essay. Though white people incited riots throughout the Red Summer, black people did arm and defend themselves. One of the early riots in the Red Summer took place in Jenkins County, Georgia, in April. A month later, a riot broke out in Charleston, a port city in South Carolina. The city was home to the Charleston Navy Yard. When the First World War began, the facilities and workforce at the Naval Yard expanded. This invigorated Charleston's economy, but when the war ended in 1918, employment at the Naval Yard steadily declined. Many of the sailors returning from the war passed through the Naval Yard. Black people made up a considerable percentage of the city's population, but that percentage was declining as they moved north in the Great Migration. The true origin of the riot is unclear, but it began on the evening of May 10, 1919, near the intersection of Beaufain and Charles Streets. Some accounts reported that a sailor was unhappy with whiskey he bought from a black man, while others reported that a black man had shot a white sailor. But the riot was likely sparked by a dispute between two white sailors and a black man. The sailors had passed the black man on a sidewalk, but the man did not step aside for them, and the ensuing dispute escalated when someone fired shots in the air. As rumors spread across the city that a black man had shot a white sailor, people grabbed pool cues and balls from a pool room to use as weapons. White sailors also raided shooting galleries and grabbed rifles, pistols, and ammunition and began shooting indiscriminately at black people. Soon, there was a mob of soldiers, sailors, and civilians hunting down black people. Many black people fought back against the mob. Police, provost guards, and Marines were sent in to quell the rioting. Though the Marines did help put an end to the chaos, they did have a hand in the violence. For instance, some Marines shot and stabbed Isaac Moses for not obeying their order to stop running. By the morning of May 11th, the riot had ended. Three men died from injuries they got during the riot, and many others were seriously injured or admitted to the hospital. Mayor Tristram Hyde called for an investigation into the causes of the riot, and the Navy suspended leave for unmarried personnel. Black men were arrested for carrying concealed weapons. A few white sailors were arrested for inciting a riot, and one white civilian was arrested. In a Navy investigation into the riot, Privates Jacob Cohen and George Holliday were tried and acquitted for manslaughter. But they were found guilty of rioting, and both served a one-year sentence in a naval brig. Others charged were acquitted of any wrongdoing. Black men who had been injured and the Charleston branch of the NAACP petitioned the Navy for compensation for the harm that had been done. The Navy refused to compensate them, though Mayor Hyde did agree to setting up some protections against future mobs. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeartRadio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.